This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ married Maria the Coptic. Maria, she is the only wife who's not from the Arab Peninsula. Maria was, where was she from? Or she was from Egypt. She used to live in Egypt. The other was where? From Arabia, from the, you know, the desert. So when the Prophet married Maria, where did she live? She did not live with the Prophet in Medina or in the Masjid al-Nabawi, where the house of the Prophet is now. He chose a different house for her, a different place for her, out in the outskirts of Medina, where the trees are, the palm trees, the green, the lakes. Why? Because Maria came from an area known to have trees, known to have, you know, greens and whatnot. So the Prophet understood her standard of living. If your wife, mashallah, comes from a very, you know, high standard of living, if you're the husband, you can try to at least mimic that standard of living. This is very important for the spouse. If you can, inshallah, if you can afford to provide her with a similar standard of living. Number three, another thing that will improve your relationship with your spouse is something called patience, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Patience, sabr. Especially, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, in the first year or 2 years of marriage, you need that patience so much. Why? Because this is the time where you guys are getting to know one another. Before, you used to sleep on the phone talking to her. You would call her maybe every day, talking to her on the phone for like 6, 5, 7 hours. As soon as you hang up, you send her a text message, "I miss you." And after you get married, what happens? You still talk to her on the phone like that? You know, what happened to that frequency? You stop calling. Why? You need lots of patience in the beginning as you are learning about one another. There was this sister who came to me once and she says, "Sheikh, I want divorce." I said, "Why?" I said, "My husband snores." "I swear," she says, "my husband snores. I'm sick of his snoring." I said, "Sister, come on. Come on. You snore, yani. Be patient. Be patient. You know, at some point, inshallah, you know, you will love your husband snoring. It'll be like a lullaby to put you to sleep. Sometime, you know, when you get used to it, you just, honey, please, snore, please." But you have to be patient. Don't just, you know, for anything, "I want divorce." There was a guy when I was in Dubai. This Arab, subhanAllah, I don't know. You know, his wife came to us, she came to her father, "Dad, I married an animal." Every time there is a conflict or a problem, he bites me. This guy is hayawan, is an animal. So we came and then we said, we went to talk to this guy. "What's wrong with you, man? Every time there's anything, go bite your wife. What's up with you?" He says, "I'm only doing what Allah told me to do in the Quran." I said, "Excuse me?" He says, "Yes, I'm following the law of Allah. Allah says to bite them in the Quran." He says, show me that in the Quran. I want to go and bite my wife too. Show me. He says, the ayah says, "وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعُضُّهُنَّ." And those hafad will understand. You have to understand Arabic to be able to understand what I just said. "وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعُضُّهُنَّ." He misread it. Allah says in the Quran, "And those that you fear rebellion from, give them admonition. Talk to them." In Arabic, Allah says, "فَعِضُهُنَّ." "عِضُهُنَّ" means give them admonition. He read it, "فَعُضُهُنَّ." In Arabic, "عُضُهُنَّ" means bite them.